With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we may have gotten a clue in the last 15 minutes on what is next for Aaron Rodgers. He has put out a tweet on social media. He's put out a tweet.
Uh-huh.
And it says, Sull. S-U-L-L-L-L-L-L, two laughing emojis.
You know what that means in Spanish, right?
Sull means Jets.
It means blank, right? The Jets.
Sol means Sol. So what could this be? Maybe he's watching Sully, the movie with Tom Hanks, and he was very impressed with the way he landed the plane. That could be it.
That was on last night. I was watching a little bit of that.
Sol. Okay, so it could be it. That could be it.
Better call Sol.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he's just picking up on that. And so, okay, could be it. Let's see.
Anybody named Sullivan playing in any NBA games or anything today?
Sol.
Is there a Sol train?
Sully. Sully. Maybe he just watched Monsters, Inc., and he's watching Mike and Sully. He's a big fan. Yeah. Big fan of John Goodman? That could be it.
Over the line.
Sull. Sull.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Is this your homework, Aaron?
S-U-L-L-L-L. So it could be, so you love losers like Larry... I don't know.
Before I looked it up and you spelled what he wrote the way you first said it, I'm like, Sol. Is he watching the Warriors beat the hell out of the Suns and he's mocking the Phoenix Suns?
Sol. Because he's saying Sol like in Spanish?
For Sun.
Sure, that could be it. That could be it. I don't know. I don't know what Sol means. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm seeing all kinds of NFL players just responding to him going, sure, take your time. Yeah, don't worry about it. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time.
Got to make the right choice for you. I mean, this is a new world you've entered into. Unless it's not.
He's literally just toying with the Jets, Mike. He's literally just toying with them. This is amazing.
48 hours and then, I guess, I mean, I don't know. This is the team they allowed him to talk to.
Maybe
supposed to be at the 1 yard line.
Hey, wait a minute.
We all know what the Jets do at the one yard line.
I know, stop.
They pooped their pants. Come on.
Tyler Huntley's not the quarterback. Come on, stop. We can do it from the 1 yard.
That's pro bowler.
Snoop Huntley. He's met him a few times now, right? Photograph coming out of a big sushi restaurant in Malibu. What if Saul is the way Aaron Rodgers talks to Robert Saleh, and he calls him Saul?
Nah, nobody does that. Who talks to Robert Saleh?
I don't know. He had a meeting with him. He's the head coach.
You think they're going to run stairs together? Is that the way they solve it?
You think he's wasting a tweet on Saleh?
Saul.
He's sullen and surly.
Saul. Oh, that could be it. I'm very sullen. Nah, that could be it.
Sullen dumb?
Yeah, it could be. Saul. But the two laughing emojis. Like, what could he be watching that's so funny?
Well, those are directed at you. Directly.
Like, I don't think if he's watching Sully with Tom Hanks, there was a lot of comedy in that movie.
No.
I mean, I don't think there was. There's comedy in Monsters, Inc., but Mike Wazowski. But I don't know there's any. Okay, so maybe that's what it is. Let's see. Sully is blue. Mike Wazowski is green. Green is the Jets. That could be it. Oh, wait a minute. That could be it.
Really?
Mike Wazowski.
Now, legitimately it did go back to Monsters, Inc., Monsters University. By the way, that's the worst boo anybody's ever done.
Mike Wazowski. That's pretty good boo. I think that's pretty good. Terrible. Mike Wazowski.
It's like an 8-year-old chasing him around with a bat.
And TJ, we may not have to go to Harryhausen's to get the final decision from Aaron Rodgers, TJ. Certainly for the Jets, today was a scare floor if they were going to try to get Aaron Rodgers, TJ. Okay, so that's what's going on, right? It's Saul. So maybe he's watching Ghostbusters when Sigourney Weaver says, "So there is no Dana, only Sue."
Oh, that's good.
That's tough.
That could be
a lot of things.
Maybe it's a Ghostbusters reference. Yeah,
it could be.
Maybe coming off the Oscars, decided to revisit some classic movies.
Yeah, all right. Maybe.
I mean, Monsters Inc. probably won an Oscar for song, no?
Yeah, could have won Best Animated Movie, too. It might have been able to. You know, this is back when Pixar, you know, put out good movies. So that's a long time ago. They've kind of hit that. You know, Pixar's like the NBA All-Star Game. Boy, it was great for so long, and now, yeesh. Boy, they can't get anything right. Put out a movie that people really liked. It's going to make billions of dollars. You used to do that all the time in the 90s and the early 2000s. What's
that? They did win one Oscar back in 2002 for If I Didn't Have You by Randy Newman.
Oh, look at that.
They were nominees for score, editing, and animated feature. Go ahead, Frostford.
S-U-L-L.
Yes, S-U-L-L.
Refuse to go on is what that means.
What?
I'm done with this.
What are you talking about?
You translated that? That's good.
S-U-L-L. Refuse to go on.
No, I just...
He's refusing to go further with the Jets, I would assume.
Yeah, in Italian, it means on, right?
I'm doing a lot of L... No, there's nothing...
Yeah, refuse to go on.
No, S-U-L-L. You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
No,
to
but
be
it's
sullen or balky.
Yeah, sulk. But it's sulk. But it's sulk with like a bunch of L's.
So now he's the incredible sulk.
Yeah, so even more so. Sulk. I'm totally refusing to go further with the Jets.
Hmm. Sulk. But with all those L's, though, I mean, it's a big thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
those don't
put
mean
all
anything.
Those L's.
The L's don't mean anything.
Well, that means he was watching soccer and he went, sulk.
Oh, my first match to Saul was Aaron Rodgers on Twitter typing out Saul from a few minutes ago. I thought it was exciting. Like, oh, I'm going to find out what this means. Oh, no, the match is Aaron Rodgers saying that.
Well, we do have Rasul Douglas with the Packers.
And Joe Douglas is the Jets GM.
But what does that have to do with
Saul?
That has nothing to do with Saul.
What?
Joe Douglas? Rasul.
Yeah, Douglas.
Packers.
Douglas. Joe Douglas.
But
I think that's what it is.
What does Joe have to do with this?
Because
the guy's name is Rasul.
Right, but his last name is Douglas. Joe Douglas is the GM of the Jets.
He would have said Douglas if he meant
Douglas. And Michael Douglas was the original Ant-Man. What the hell does that have to do with
I don't know that he would have. I think Aaron Rodgers is not that simple. He needs thinking guys like us to try to figure stuff like that. He wouldn't make it that simple if that was the case. No way. Saul. Somehow it means Jets. I don't know how. Don't ask me, but it means Jets. It means Jets. And honestly,
you're going to find a way to translate it to Jets no matter what.
Look, this is – look, Jason Lock and Ford brought up a really good point with Aaron Rodgers earlier when you talk about, okay, what's going to happen when. This is what I mean when I say it's only a matter of time for him to become a Jet. The three choices are Packers, retire, or Jets, right? Because for a long time I told you it's the Jets or nobody. There's nobody else in on Aaron Rodgers. The Jets are the only team. If anybody else wanted to be in, they would have been in by now, right? That's it. There's nobody else that's in on Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so it's the Jets, it's retire, or it's go back to Green Bay. Going back to Green Bay doesn't look like that's the case. Right, we talked to Jason Lock and Four about it, and he said, "Listen, they've done all the things to push him out." And remember when Brett Favre was in the same situation when they had finally had it with Brett Favre, and he retired and unretired, and was ready to come back, and the Packers told him, "You can come back, but you have to battle out and win the quarterback job from Aaron Rodgers in training camp." And that's when Brett Favre finally said, "No, that's it, I'm done," and they traded him. Now, this is the kind of same thing, right? Hey, you want to come back and back up Jordan Love, that's kind of, all right, you be my guest. So now, coming back to the Packers is out. Is Aaron Rodgers doing all this stuff and this cryptic stuff and waiting if he's going to retire? I mean, is he really waiting
for all
of this if he's going to retire?
But yeah, like, but legitimately, but he could be that guy.
But he's not gonna retire at the expense of. He's not going to have this drama at the expense of his retirement because he's having too much fun with it. If this was Aaron Rodgers, hey, he's just going to retire. Okay, he would be silent and he would come out and say, you know what, guys, I've had enough. I'm retiring. But he's on Brandon Marshall's podcast. Yeah, I'm still here. Hey, news is coming soon. No news on Monday. Here's my tweet of so, whatever that means. He's having too much fun. And we know one thing about him. I told you, the guy's been a diva for a long time. And for everybody who was saying today, does Aaron Rodgers really want to play football? I can't believe he's got to give the Jets an answer. Dude, have you not been paying attention to him for the last 2.5 years? Where everything has been about him. I'm holding the Packers hostage. He's just having fun with the Jets right now. So if he was retiring, he wouldn't put that retirement at stake and make it a laughing subject matter if he was going to do it. He's been just visible enough knowing, okay, I'm going to go through the darkness retreat, then I'm going to talk about the darkness retreat, I'm going to go on a podcast and say a decision's coming, then I'll do another podcast and say a decision's coming soon. Hey, it's my career. This is what I want to do. He's too visible. So now you know retirement's out. So it's going to be the Jets. He's just waiting because he's a drama king. He's just waiting for the right to, okay, now it's done. I've negotiated all I'm going to negotiate from the Jets because they're going to promise me Lazard or Bakhtiari, whoever it is. I'm going to get everything I can from them. Then I'm going to sign and it's done. From all the reports today, even Adam Schefter said there's all kinds of momentum going towards this happening. He's not just going to suddenly say, I'm done and I'm not playing anymore. Even the Jets, I know the Jets are possibly to screw this up because they're the Jets. I don't see that happening because all the clues are leading us to, okay,
science,
we're just going to wait,
it's
and
happening.
Now he's going to do it. And Namath's going to come in the press conference in a throne with a 12 jersey and he's going to throw it to Rodgers, who's going to put it on, and they're going to pose for pictures. That's what's going to happen. He's just waiting. It'll be tomorrow. It'll be Wednesday, and Rodgers will be a Jet. It's going
Soul,
to
yo.
It's
yeah, I hope he does it Thursday, and then they have to decide whether the Rodgers news interrupts anything going on with highlights from your early games of the NCAA tournament. We go to Greg Gumbel at the desk. Ah, damn it, it's Aaron Rodgers news.
Hey, we're going to take you live because Duke is in trouble right now. Wait a minute. No. Oh, Aaron Rodgers has just said he'll okay a trade to the New York Jets. Seth Davis, what do you think about this big move? Hey, let's bring Clark Kellogg in. What do you guys think about the Jets getting? I'm sorry, you have to answer these questions now. This is the story.
Wait, we are now getting news that this is not actually finalized. It is just ever so close and inching towards the goal line. How embarrassing
Charles,
is that? You're NFL
thoughts.
Insiders. Well, it's getting closer. We're getting there, buddy. It could happen any day. Yeah, it could happen as early as today. One of the great reports about breaking news you'll ever see from an insider.
Hey, guys, we have a Soul update.
Well, Soul,
oh, good.
I was kind of close.
Okay.
With Rasul.
Okay.
Douglas.
Right.
He tweeted out from his account on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
He quote tweeted Aaron Rodgers' Soul tweet.
Okay.
I told y'all I have his phone. Laughing emojis.
Yeah, this is not a guy who's retiring. This is not a guy who's retiring.
He's going to be a Packer.
It's
this is legendary stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a Packer. And,
he is.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers will get in the game, but Jordan Love is our clear starter today, and we're going to see him for a long time.
At what point do you show up to Trey Wingo's house and just beat his ass?
Wow. I never choose violence, just so you know. I never choose
violence. Really? Even with that tweet?
I never choose
violence. You're the guy that says you're going to key everybody's car and punch them in the face. You don't choose violence?
There's a difference.
You eat McDonald's. You choose violence every day.
There's a difference between choosing it and saying I'm choosing it.
Hey, violence towards his colon only hurts him.
It doesn't
hurt the American medical community.
It's happening. We just have to wait. That's all it is. Aaron Rodgers is not going to make that decision the first day of free agency. Come on, man. He's going to wait as long as he can. Again,
this is
going to
be epic, Jets, man. I'm telling you, this is going to be epic.
It'll be Wednesday. It'll be on Pat McAfee's show tomorrow. It'll be on some crazy ass podcast that no one's ever heard of. What is this? It's an enlightenment podcast about tea. Oh, okay, great. And that's what it's going to be. He might go on the Great British Baking
Show. He did that thing in Denver, right?
Why not? Yeah,
he just spoke at that big conference.
Well, he was scheduled to do that.
Oh, did he not do that?
No, he signed up to do that. That's like later on in the spring. Yeah, okay. He hasn't spoken at the hallucinogenic conference yet.
No, that's right.
That's in the spring.
Yeah, the psychedelic science conference. That's not till June.
Yeah,
okay.
That's not
till
June.
You know what? Now he's postponing his decision on the Jets and football because he's concentrating on solving scientific problem related to the psychedelic world.
Stop. He's
solving the multiverse,
He's scheduled that for the downtime in the NFL calendar at the end of June when nobody's around.
But that's not even legal in the U.S. He's not going to the Jets.
No, of course
he and Aubrey Marcus are going to figure out how to defeat Thanos and Kang.
Hey, to tell you about how bad hallucinogenics are, I had this really bad trip once, and they kept telling me I was going to be the Jets quarterback. Then I realized I was in real life, and I didn't know what to do. That's why I'm here, to help you get out of decisions like I had to make when I found out the Jets quarterback job was my real life and not some crazy-ass trip. Who's got questions? And they all raise their hand like at the end of The Martian. All right, who's got questions? I got a question. I got a question. That's what's going to happen. But it's going to happen.
It won't.
It's going to happen.
It won't.
It's all there. It's all going to happen. I'm telling you.
But if it fails, you got a cavalcade of stars at the ready of quarterbacks that never were or almost were once upon a time.
You know, as my old phys ed teacher, Mr. Williams, used to say, that's a story for another day. So we'll talk about those guys.
But today, it's all about inching to the goal line. I'm hearing there's great momentum. Great.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Tyshirt, you okay, man? You all right?
I feel good. What's up with you?
Okay, no, I just some of the music you're playing tonight. I feel
he is fired up on a Monday.
They're very odd choices.
But, yeah, I'm but, doing okay. My best Aaron Rodgers for you guys.
What so you're going to the Packers?
No, obviously I'm going to stay at home. Yeah.
What does that mean? You're pressing buttons in the dark?
Is that No.
And this is the song that you meant to press Tears for Fears, and instead that came up.
No, this is the first time in my life I've actually done a fast, so it's actually interesting.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you're loopy then? You have no idea.
I wouldn't go that far.
You have no idea.
I'm not like you. I don't need like bone marrow stuff to get through a day.
How long have you been fasting for?
78 hours, or excuse me, 72 almost.
That's not good.
Why is that not good?
Because you can't.
It worked for Gandhi.
Dr. Jason Smith on the case.
You're going 3 days without eating. Let me look. Let me hang on.
Google it. I'm sure Google will know.
Jason can't go 3 minutes without eating.
Is it good to go 72 hours without eating? Let me see. First match is. Ketosis.
I'm shocked your computer even let you look that up.
Auto something. I don't know.
He's in training for Naked and Afraid.
Okay.
In case he can't find food.
What happens to your... Okay, first, traditionally, not eating for 3 days would be seen as most by not a smart move.
That's most.
Well, good thing I'm not most.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And that's tradition. Traditions can change. I mean, life changes and evolves. I mean, as much as we like to cling to some of those nice, familiar, comfortable places in our lives, the changes all around us, inside and out, dictate that we must evolve as well.
Okay, let's see.
How was that new agey speech? Yeah.
It says not to do it if you, it just says not to do it.
Okay, then I'll do it.
Just says not to do it. Okay. So, you know,
well, the good thing is it ends when Rodgers goes to the Packers. So
now, wait, if you're fasting.
It's going to end soon.
If you're fasting because you're waiting for Aaron Rodgers to be a Jet, that I get. Like that.
Hunger strike.
I kind of understand that.
Dude, you had a good run then.
I did.
Thanks, Tyshirt. Appreciate you.
Welcome. Can't you're welcome.
Because that's not happening.
Hey, but if Aaron Rodgers tweets Sol, can I have a snack at least? Can I have a power bar? Can we have one of those Luna bars? Can I have something, please? I just need.
You can have a mini burger from In-N-Out.
You just need something.
The
you
mini
really
burger.
Haven't eaten for over 72 hours.
Yeah, the last time I ate was here on Friday at 8 p.m.
Okay. All right. And you're operating machinery here on the show tonight, and you're going to drive home.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well so far.
All right, okay.
I mean, the board's not even plugged in.
See, Jason, when one doesn't eat McDonald's three times a week, it's not that hard.
No, it's not. It's not. Listen, I had McDonald's on Friday. It was the first time I had it in like, 10 or 12 days. Okay, I just want to make sure that,
I appreciate the concern, but I would not do something that wasn't thoughtfully thought out.
Okay. No, I'm sure you thought a lot
thoughtfully
of this.
Thought out.
And you thought this out.
Well, you got to be thoughtfully thought.
If it was a good idea, I don't think it was,
what's a good idea these days?
I know. That is true. Okay.
Dr. Jason Smith says it's not a good idea.
Yeah. What happens if you don't eat for 72
hours? I'm hearing a lot of shouldn't instead of try.
No. That's your Dr. Phil. I'm hearing a lot of I can't instead of we gonna. I can't. Okay. Okay, well, good luck with
not
that.
Not a real doctor.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Which is why we said it in a joking, mocking tone.
Okay.
He's as much of a doctor as Smith is.
So while we're waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make his final decision to say, I'm going to be a Jet, we know one quarterback that is now off the board because Jimmy Garoppolo will sign with the Las Vegas Raiders. ESPN reported this earlier today. It's going to be a 3-year, $67.5 million deal, $34 million guaranteed. It's going to be reunited with Josh McDaniels, who was the Patriots' OC during Garoppolo's years in New England. So First of all, I'm fine with this. I didn't want Jimmy G anyway, so he's going to another team. I'm absolutely fine. The Jets didn't pay money for him. He's just an okay quarterback, and he can't stay healthy. Right? It's basically that the Raiders decided we're going to replace Derek Carr with a very similar version of Derek Carr, except it's a version of Derek Carr that can't stay healthy. And that's what we're going to do, and that's our plan. And this is tells you the Raiders have no plan. I mean, really, this was the Raiders' plan was, okay, you're really telling me it was, we're going to let Derek Carr go and then hit free agency and say, yes, Jimmy Garoppolo's our guy? Come on, man. Look, I talked to a couple of people that I trust that said the Raiders' big plan was Tom Brady. It was their only plan was Tom Brady. And then Brady retired, and then they had to pivot. Because you don't tell me you sit here and let's kick Derek Carr to the curb for a guy that can't stay healthy. Yes, he has achieved. He's been to a Super Bowl, been to a couple of NFC championships, but the guy can't stay on the field. And he's 31, and is he suddenly going to be – things are going to be better? You didn't upgrade a quarterback. You didn't go get a young quarterback and say, okay, we're going to start over with a young quarterback in the draft. We're going to trade up. We're going to do all these things. You went out and got a guy that is marginally, at best, could be the same guy you let go. But instead, you probably got a guy who is just a little bit worse just because you don't know how often he's going to be on the field. Raiders are always going to Raider. They can't get out of their identity. They had no plan. This is like when this is the Raiders are run like I would run a fantasy football team. Like, okay, my team is struggling. My quarterback stinks. Who's out there in free agency on Tuesday I can pick up? Oh, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick had a big week last week. I can pick him up and spot start him against the Dolphins this week or whatever it is. Who's out there? Oh, no one's got Tyler Huntley. I can pick him up and start him this week. This is how the Raiders are doing it. They're doing it like I would run a fantasy football team if I'm looking for a quarterback on Tuesday morning in free agency. Raiders gonna Raider. They always do.
Yeah, I would say there's a couple of things that come into play here in the fact that Garoppolo is really your only quarterback on the depth chart. I'm looking at it here, and it says Chase Garbers. Anybody? Oh, Garbers is there out of California. Okay, so a guy who's been around. Not there, which means they'll add another quarterback either via the draft or in this other roundtable experience. But based on our timelines and what we know of Jimmy Garoppolo, this sets up perfectly for Tom Brady to show up midseason, doesn't it?
I'm going to do it again. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody, I'm here. Jimmy's like, come on, man. You got to come here. You could go anywhere. You got to come
here. I'm not going anywhere until you get hurt.
Give me my
Here's your chance there, big guy. Go get it.
That's what Brady would say. Listen, I'm not going to sign. I'm only going to sign if you get hurt. And then Jimmy's like, great, because you know that's going to happen. It's going to be Brady at some point. Fantastic.
But legitimately, you look at the shift from Carr to Garoppolo, and you love what Garoppolo has been in spots, but he's also been in organizations that know what the hell they're doing, right? New England, it was a machine for the bit that he got experience there. San Francisco, you're not asked to be the guy to carry everything. It's move the pieces around and wear the suit. Right? Then we've seen other quarterbacks succeed. I'm curious as to your thoughts as to what San Francisco did today with your guy.
Sam.
But legitimately, with Garoppolo, as much as you say, yeah, he's back with McDaniels, it's still with the Raiders. And they still have some decisions to make on personnel. Yeah, Jacobs will be back. And you've got, in theory, a nice quality array of receivers, but your offensive line's still trash, and you still need to make a lot of things happen on defense. And your coach hasn't proven that he can be, you know, a head coach. Other than that, how was the play?
Let's scour the waiver wire on Tuesday morning and see what quarterbacks are out. Maybe somebody will get waived and I can pick somebody up. Maybe somebody's got four quarterbacks and they got to get rid of somebody.
Ryan Fitzpatrick coming back.
I mean, real, this is how the Raiders are run. You can't tell me this was a plan. You can't tell me this was a plan. No. We need to get rid of Derek Carr so badly we're going to bench him for the last two games. I mean, really? We didn't do this so much. We're going to bench him for the last two games. This is why I believe their only plan was Brady. We're going to
remember
show you.
Ziegler did that a couple of weeks ago,
man.
Right? Well, we're not looking necessarily at a veteran guy. We're still trying to figure out what our best path is. He told you at that point, we're screwed. Mm. That was in parentheses at the bottom in the lower third, or if you were actually doing closed captioning. They weren't capturing his words. They were capturing the furrowing of his brow as he tried to come up with something of an explanation.
The Raiders. It really you can't escape your identity, and this is the Raiders. I mean, that's why they didn't have a plan, or once their first plan didn't work, they didn't have another one. Because look, I'll give you that. All right, if they thought Brady was gonna show up, and we have to have a show of good faith to show them that we're ready to move on from Derek Carr, so we're gonna bench him the last 2 weeks, even though the playoffs are still out there for us. We're gonna show you, Tom Brady, that we're ready for you, and we're gonna move on from Derek Carr. Okay, I kind of get that. But once Brady retired, no other plan. This is really Jimmy G is your plan? I get that you think, hey, we're loaded, we're ready to go, but you're replacing your old quarterback with a guy that's not quite as good, not quite as productive, and can't stay on the field. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? Because it makes no sense, because the Raiders don't have a plan. This is why they don't win. It's not that they can't get talented players, because they do. It's not that they can't put guys out there and send the right message once in a while, because they do. Hey, we're going to not pick up the option on Josh Jacobs. Well, that turned out to be the right move, because the guy was a bleeping rushing champion in the NFL. We go get Davante Adams. What a great move. The guy's fantastic. Still, we can't get in the playoffs. The Raiders, they could do good things, but when it comes to this is what we're going to do for a team and how we're going to run it, where's the plan? Where's the plan? There's no plan. It was we had to offset. What are we going to do? We'll get a quarterback. How? Somewhere. I don't know. Where? I don't know. Waiver wire? I don't know. Hey, let's see what Jason Smith does with his fantasy team. Maybe he'll tell us who's out there. Maybe we'll go get somebody. I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, it makes absolutely no sense. It does to this, right? Brady was option one. The Derek Carr thing, remember, the percentage chance of getting to the playoffs was minuscule, right? We're not talking like, all right, win and we're in kind of thing. No. There had to be a big grouping of things to have that happen. And if he got hurt, then you're on the hook for his cash. So I understand from a business perspective that you went down that road. But then you push forward to this move, and it's the old theory of the devil you know and the devil you don't. Derek Carr only got you so far, and he was there for a decade. Jimmy Garoppolo's a shiny object out there. McDaniels has his familiarity, right? Rumors that he was going to be let go towards the end of the season. So maybe this is we'll give you the guy that you have a relationship with and see how much you can make this dance before we bounce you out of here. You know, again, liquidity concerns and questions of Mark Davis, I'll leave for other people to fight about and do their slap fighting through the media. But when it comes down to this, it's we haven't tried it with this guy, and he's been successful elsewhere. Yeah, there's a lot of big blinking red lights here, particularly if we pull up the old, because CBS will have their games, and they do that thing where they do the injury report, and they show all the flashing red parts of the body and explain where the guy's hurt. And that's Jimmy Garoppolo. It is the wacky doctor's game operation.
Jimmy.
Oh, no, you touched the side again. But he's a guy, he's new. He's shiny and new. He's your new guy as opposed to the guy you couldn't win with for a decade. Sorry, David Carr, that's the truth.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Well, in a day filled with free agent signings in the NFL, we saw Jimmy Garoppolo go off the board now. He's going to be the Raiders' problem solution.
All of a sudden, you get chesty in Jets land and you haven't even brought the guy into the house yet.
Well, this gets to where I'm at right now, because here's the free agent signing that scares me the most. No, not did the Dolphins get somebody that I think is going to help them climb up the ladder in the AFCs. No. What scares me the most is that I know Sam Darnold will be starting at quarterback in the NFC Championship game for the 49ers this year.
Yeah,
somehow
buddy.
It's going to happen.
There it is.
I just know it. The Niners have everything, right? But Brock Purdy is hurt. Who knows when he's going to play? Maybe he doesn't recapture his mojo when he comes back. Maybe Trey Lance is just not any good. And somehow Darnold will come in, not turn the football over, and just say, well, at least he didn't turn the football over. And somehow I'm watching the 49ers in the NFC title game with Sam Darnold at quarterback. And we're talking about Darnold's journey from Jet Savior to Panthers bench warmer. And now he's playing. It goes to show you the NFL, the journey. What happens? You don't know what the future holds. You got to work hard. You got to keep your head down. All that happy crap that's going to wind up seeing, because I'm going to watch Sam Darnold playing a quarterback in the NFC title game for the Niners.
Well, you go to a functional organization, played well down the stretch. You saw what the second half was for the Carolina Panthers, even after they divested themselves of several of their best players. And, well, they continued that this offseason with the trade to the Bears, and now they'll go and draft their quarterback of the present and future. But for Sam Darnold, he's still only 25 years old, man. Like, as much as he was in the Jets organization, take that for what it is. Go to Carolina, directionless, rudderless, take that for what it is. Finished pretty well. Not gaudy numbers, but functional football. And San Francisco looks around, says, I don't know what Brock Purdy's going to be coming off the injury, how quickly
Brock.
He's going to... That's right, until Brock is ready. Paul Heyman, we got to find him in the next couple of weeks as WrestleMania gets to L.A. But then, obviously, Trey Lance. We don't know what Trey Lance is. And anybody trying to convince you that they do are lying and kidding themselves. Or maybe they simulated games on Madden or whatever and have fun with it. You need another quarterback in the room. Sam Darnold's a cheap option, still young, still malleable. Hopefully you can deprogram him for the years of suckitude in New York. And now you can put him into your program with and maybe he fits the suit.
I know it's going to happen. I just
NFC
know it.
Title game. And I in the NFC, right? Like, let's talk about the NFC as a whole. A lot of problem. I mean, Tampa out here where I'm at, they're talking about, well, it looks like it's going to end up being Baker Mayfield. And then they opened the phone lines and they had to dump two guys immediately.
Here's how it's going to go. I can see it. Lance is going to start the season and he's going to underwhelm. But Brock Purdy, they'll say, okay, well, we don't want to make a big change to go to Darnold. Let's let Trey Lance play for a little while. And the 49ers will be treading water. Then Brock Purdy's going to come back and it's going to be okay. Purdy's going to be great. And the first couple of games he plays, Purdy's going to be really good. Okay, we solved our issue now. Purdy's our guy. Trey Lance is no longer. We're moving on. And then they'll figure out Brock Purdy down the stretch. And they'll figure him out. And so by week 13, week 14, the Niners lose a couple couple of games. Purdy's not playing well. They turn the team over to Sam Darnold, who plays great the last 3 weeks of December and early January, and they get to the playoffs. They tell him, just don't screw it up, and all he does is hand the ball to McCaffrey, throw the ball to Kittle, hand the ball to Deebo Samuel, and suddenly here go the Niners. And all Sam Darnold's everything they need. He's doing just what Brock Purdy did last year. He's not making mistakes, and here they are. They win a game. They beat the Cowboys again. They beat the Bears, who make a big run because they got so much better this year, and they're running that division now. And they get to the NFC Championship game, and suddenly the big tease on Fox uses our show like they've used it in the past, and it's Sam, and Sam Darnold starting a quarterback in the NFC title game. Look how far it's gone. That's how it's going to go. That's how it's going to go. I see it. Well, I have to accept that right now.
What's great, though, is if that happens for Fox with our NFC coverage, that means we get to go back in the time capsule and see a lot of San Francisco and Dallas highlights, and then we get to go back to the mid and early 80s and those playoff battles, Bears and some Joe Montana and company getting after it. No, that'll be fun. And then Sam Darnold. Wow, that giant stack of rookie cards might be worth something yet.
Who's going to sign Sam Darnold after this season? He's the Geno Smith of 2023.
He's going to come back to the Jets.
What kind of contract
Aaron Rodgers
is
going to walk away?
He's too good for the Jets, Mike. He's way too good to go back.
Man. Well, look, if things get really bad after this year, the Seahawks can move on from Geno Smith. So maybe the Jets bring in both Geno and Sam for a quarterback derby after this year.
Zach.
Don't forget about Zach Wilson. He's part of this quarterback derby, too.
Through hell or high water. He's going to end up elsewhere and become a star, too.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. Sam Darnold wearing that 14 NFC championship game. I'm just like, I'm just seeing it. It's going to happen.
It hurts your head.
Your guy.
Yeah. No, it does. It does. It hurts.
I almost got you his draft hat.
You did.
Almost.
And that would be worth money in a few months from now when he's playing in the NFC championship game. But now it's not. Coming up next, hey, the teams that have won NFL free agency so far have one thing in common. Plus, is Aaron Rodgers really going to be a Jet by this time tomorrow?
I feel pretty good about that.
No. Nope.
That's next to the Tyrac.com studios. Jason and Mike, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.